Hello, this is the Tommy Divine Podcast. It is January 3rd, the year 2022. It is 1:25 in the morning here on the eastern coast of America on the central time zone. It'll be 12:25. Just thought I'd hop on and talk about week 17 and 18 here. Do a little recap of 17, talk about week 18. I haven't been on in a few weeks because, last week I was going to be on and we were going to have Patrick Feltz, as always, come on, do Christmas Eve episode. And then we were going to do that. And then I was going to do, an episode before this week talking about week 17 and week 16 recap, for in between Christmas and New Year's. Well, a life-altering thing happened in my life. My dad passed away last week on Christmas Day. And I don't want to come on here and hide it. I don't want to hide behind something. I don't want to hide anything from you, the listener. I want to be honest and truthful. Since you have listened to me for so long, it has been one of the hardest weeks in my life, and getting back on here and doing a show is what I feel like one of the things I need to do to keep going, and it really has been very difficult, and I want to preface it by saying this: we are going to do a show dedicated to my dad, and I think a few of us are getting together. He was really close with Patrick. He was really close with Ryan, some of my guests that are on. He's never on the show. And, you know, he always did listen. He was always a great advocate of the show. He loved loved listening to my podcast. He was always very respectful, very reverent towards my craft and my work and my show. You know, he was always willing to give me the space I needed when I needed to do an episode or record. He was always very quiet, very, you know, wasn't busting down the doors. He was always very lovely in that way. He was always supporting me as a son. He was a great father, great husband, loyal worker to the city of Lafayette, Indiana, policeman for 24 and a half years, gave his life to this city. Gave his life for my family, and he passed away on Christmas morning, and I just hope that you will help us in this time and be thinking of us for my mom and I and my family. It would be very appreciated, and we're going to do a show, so I don't want to you know, I don't want to bleed into too much of that, but he just meant the world to me. And, you know, I've been kind of going back and forth this week. It's been really a teeter-tottering week. And so to really come on here and to really come on and to tell you guys that, I just wanted to kind of open that up and talk to you guys, because as an audience, I feel like I don't want to hide things. I want to be upfront about things. I want to talk about things. I want to be able to share. You know, it's not all about sports all of the time. There's other things in life. Things happen. You know, things are thrown at us from life, and we have to deal with them, and we have to persevere. And sometimes it's not what you think, and sometimes life throws you a curveball. You deal with it the best that you can, and you grieve the way that you can, and there isn't a wrong way to grieve, and there isn't a wrong way to feel sad, and you should never hold your feelings back. And he was a lovely man. He will be missed tremendously by so many, and he would probably say to you, to me at least, he'd say, "Tommy, stop making such a fuss. Get on with everything, you know, keep at it." And, you know, it's never going to get easier. but you're trying to look at what you have in front of you and take it step by step. And that's what I've been doing. And I think by coming on this show of mine and really putting my feelings out on my sleeve and really sharing this with you, I hope as an audience you find that at another level, another connection, rather than, oh man, you know, something else, some other feeling. But, you know, that happened. And then, because I want to do a podcast on him, and I will do one. There will be one devoting my father here this week. I'm going to probably put that out. But I do have some good news towards the end of the show, so it's not all bad news. But I do also want to say something about John Madden. John Madden passed away on Tuesday. And it was interesting because John just had a documentary out on Christmas. And we were watching a little bit of it because I was with my family in Indianapolis, where I was with my cousin Patrick. And we were flipping around, kind of watching the Madden documentary. And then, you know, to find out he dies a couple days later. John was a great NFL head coach, great broadcaster, and a great father, great husband. You know, and really for me, it's the broadcasting. He was a great coach. But what he did in the broadcasting booth, and me doing this show, he has been an inspiration and a role model for me. Because he has such a childlike approach to the NFL, but at the same time, such a smart brain for it. And really was able to learn it and be able to teach. But he had such a, you know, the whams and the pows. It was almost like a comic book. It was almost the way he was able to kind of communicate the game at such an interesting level and to make things entertaining. You know, we often forget football is a television show. Believe it or not, it is a television show. For us, it's way more than that, but it went down to it. It is a television show. And he was the most entertaining color commentator in NFL history. There will never be another Madden in broadcasting. There just won't be. And the way he was able to just go to four networks, do, I think, how many Super Bowls? I mean, probably, jeez, I'd say probably 10, maybe, more or less. He did, I think, like three or four with Fox. He did one with NBC, one with ABC. I think he did a couple with CBS. He probably did like 10 Super Bowls, I think. You know, and he was a part of the American fabric. He really was. He wasn't just NFL. He was a part of American history. He was a part of the fabric and this culture of this country. And he's so ingrained in so many of us because he literally spanned decades. I mean, 80s, 90s, 2000s. And I think, you know, a lot of the younger people probably just don't even know who Madden the broadcaster is, which is really sad because, you know, when you just think of him as old Madden the game, okay, you know, there's certain people that know him as a coach, some as a broadcaster, and some as the video game guy. And I mean, I love his video games. Don't get me wrong. I play Madden all the time. Like, don't get it twisted. What they've done to that game now is a travesty. It is not a very good game, and I'm sad to say that because, you know, it could be doing a lot better, and it's not. And a lot of people are upset about that. But, you know, him as a broadcaster, me always wanting to be in broadcasting and doing this show and kind of finding my way there through this show. And him broadcasting, I only got to be kind of sort of at the tail end of his career broadcasting-wise. And I remember the last game he did was Super Bowl down in Tampa with Steelers and Cardinals. Great game. You know, San Antonio Holmes, corner end zone catch, 2 feet, great game. What a way to go out, right? And you look back at all of his things, you know, a lot of people have been playing the water bucket clip where the mommy and daddy water bucket had a kid and all that stuff. And he really did bring like a silliness and a fun. It's a game. We got to remember that. It is a game. He brought the fun to the NFL. You know, it's you go on the dusty, dirty gridiron. He brought some fun to it, you know. Whap, bop, you know, he's always talking about Brett Favre famously. And then he talked a lot about Nate Newton, a guard for the Cowboys in the 1990s, making fun of him, but more fun. It wasn't really like making fun. It was more joking around. And he was just bigger than life. And, I want to send condolences out to the Madden family for everything he has done for the NFL. Is above and beyond, and he is one of the best coaches to ever do it, and he's one of the best broadcasters and a role model to me. So I want to rest in peace to John, and I want to give a moment of silence real quick here on the podcast. Okay, well, I think Mr. Madden would want us to creep in to the playoff picture. It is week 17 going into week 18. Now, I haven't done an episode in a while, as we know, but the last time I saw you, things were a little bit different. Things were a little bit interesting, and they've gotten more interesting. So let's take a look at this playoff picture. We go into week 18. We'll get into this late in a minute, but a lot of great games today. We had Ravens-Rams, we had Chiefs-Bengals, Colts-Raiders, Cowboys-Cardinals, loaded week 17. Just absolutely great. Of course, we all know we get an extra week this year. They've added an extra week on. Week 18 looks a little bit different than usual. So we'll be diving into that. But let's talk about the playoff picture a little bit, some of these week 17 games. But today, New England has now clinched a playoff spot. They will get a 5 seed. I think there's still some shaking out, but I think New England did clinch. Buffalo clinched. Cincinnati has won the AFC North. Congratulations to Joey Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, really putting up a show, coming back to beat Kansas City down 28-7. Yeah, I just saw 28-7 come back the other day on New Year's Day. Jeez, Irish, come on. Kansas City clinched, and then Kansas City already clinched. Tennessee looks like they're going to get the one. They play Houston next week. Looks like they're going to get the 1 seed. So if the playoffs were to end today, okay, so it would be Kansas City and Vegas. Yeah, would be Vegas. And then, or no, sorry. Whoa. 3, 4, 2. Sorry, I gotta do some math here. Bengals. Yeah, so Bengals would play Indy. Chargers would play Kansas City. Cincy would be Indianapolis. And then Buffalo and New England would face each other. In the wild card, Tennessee would get a bye. Yeah, so then Chargers play Vegas next week. We'll get into that later. Winner, we'll get to go to the playoffs for that. Indy, if they win next week, they are in. So, yeah, it's basically Chargers-Vegas for that wild card. Pittsburgh still has a shot. If they win and they win next week, they might have a shot. I don't know. I need to look at all the playoff scenarios. But they're not technically eliminated. And Baltimore's technically not eliminated either. So, if Baltimore wins, are they lost today, but if they win next week, then I think they're still eliminated, right? You know, I don't know, and I should know these questions, but I don't. Surprisingly, I don't know everything, which is crazy, but we're going to jump to the NFC, where I'm very certain that Green Bay has clinched the number 1 seed, for sure. Rams get the number 2, as of now. They clinched a playoff spot. Tampa's got the division. Dallas has got the division. They clinched last week. I don't know why they're playing their starters, though, Dallas. That makes no sense. We'll talk about Tampa, though, real quick here in a minute. Arizona clinched a playoff spot today. They won. They beat Dallas. Kyler Murray is 9-0 in Jerry's world. Yeah. Fun little fact for you. San Francisco has yet to clinch. They play the Rams next week. Rams shouldn't be starting anybody. So, they shouldn't be playing anybody. Because they've already clinched. I don't think they're going to get any better. So they're going to, yeah, they're probably going to let San Francisco in the playoffs. Philly has clinched a playoff spot. They are going to be in the playoffs. New Orleans is technically still alive. And, yeah. So Minnesota eliminated tonight. They got killed by Green Bay. Atlanta loses to Buffalo in the snow. You know, they stuck around. I'll give them credit. Or credit's due. Washington tried to keep hope alive. Couldn't do it. Lost to Philly today. Chicago, Seattle, Carolina, Jet. You know, they're all eliminated. Whatever. So, yeah. Green Bay would get the bye. They'd get home field. They're getting home field. They're getting the bye. Rams would play Philly right now. And then Tampa would play Arizona. Wait. Man, am I doing this wrong? I'm probably doing this wrong. Feel goofy. This week's been a long week. Let's see. Philly would play. Yeah, there was a graphic. I'm just going to use that NBC game. I'm just going to be honest. I'm just going to use that instead. This is a lot easier. Yeah, it's a lot more organized. Let's see here. Let's see. So, oh, that was a day ago. All right, well, yeah. Sorry, this is outdated. I'm sorry. Oh, my gosh. All right. Yeah, so Rams would play Philly, which I don't know how that game would go because Matthew Stafford threw 3 interceptions, and so did Josh Allen. A lot of good players today, good quarterbacks at least, threw a lot of interceptions today. Don't know why. It's kind of weird. But then Tampa would play San Francisco, and then Arizona would play Dallas again. Unless there's some probably more movement, but that's it right now. But, yeah, Philly, L.A. would be weird. Arizona, Dallas would be a good one again. San Francisco, Tampa would be really interesting. But there was a scenario, I think, the other day where Tampa would play Arizona, Dallas would play Philly, and then Rams. But, yeah, all that's been switched around. So that's the playoff standings right now as we go in here. But, yeah. Tennessee's not clinched home field as of yet. So there's still some playoff things on the line. But a huge story. Week 17. And the biggest one. Okay, so I was in the car. I was on my way back from Terre Haute. I missed a good chunk of the 1 o'clock games. Listened to the Colts in the car. Last second field goal. Killer. not going to get into that right now because I'm still too heated about that. But Antonio Brown. Okay. And you were waiting for the other shoe to drop right with this guy. You're just waiting. Because you know this guy's a nutcase. All right? And look, I know everybody's reaching out and saying, I hope he gets the help he needs. I hope he does this. I hope he does that. Listen. I just... you're waiting for the other shoe to drop. And I guess saying nutcase, that isn't very sensitive. And I do hope he gets help. I do hope he does. But what he did today, where he decides, hey, we're in MetLife Stadium where cats live and Sam Darnold sees ghosts and MetLife is, you know, interesting place. You know, in my head I thought, looking at these games this week, I thought, oh, okay, Buffalo 13.5-point spread against Atlanta, way too high. And then you also take a look, Tampa was favored, I can't even remember the spread against the Jets. And I'm wondering, okay, when was the last time Grandpa Brady went all the way north in cold December, January weather? It's been a while. Well, what do you know? I look at the score and I look on my phone, it is 24-10. The Jets are beating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And you're thinking to yourself, okay, this is a classic Tom Brady. I've been in Tampa too long. The warm weather is just a bit too nice. Yeah, it's one of those type of days for Tampa. Well, old man Brady comes back, wins the game barely, 28-24. Well, Antonio Brown, okay, the science okay, I'm in MetLife. We're losing to the Jets. Okay. I'm going to take off my jersey. I'm going to take off my pads. And I'm out. I'm going to dip. Peace, playa. Peace. I'm out of here. Okay. You're out of there. You get an Uber. David Spade, who is one of the great comedians of my lifetime, with his bit on Tommy Boy. I love him. Great SNL cast member. Legendary Hall of Fame status, SNL cast. He tweets out, Antonio Brown is in my driveway. What do I do? Hilarious. I don't know if that was true or not. Probably just a joke coming from David Spade. Still hilarious nonetheless. Antonio Brown is a stooge. He is. And you could say he needs help. He needs mental help. Look, this guy has gotten so many chances. Okay? Look, I understand giving the guy a second chance. Even a third chance. But dude, this is your fourth chance. Okay? It didn't work out in Pittsburgh. You go out to Oakland, Vegas, whatever. Whatever it was at the time. Vegas, right? Oakland? I don't even know. I think it was Oakland still. You go out there. You have the thing with the feet. Okay? You have all these things going on in Oakland, Vegas, whatever. Gruden put up with it for as much as he could, and then you were out on your keister. You came to training camp with a hot air balloon. Yeah, okay, you weren't at practice. Get out of town. All right, we go to New England. Well, you know Billy Belichick isn't going to have anything to do with any of that nonsense Antonio's throwing his way. Tries it a little bit. Tom really wants him to come. No dice. No, sorry. Antonio, get the hell out of town. Okay. A little bit of time. Well, what do we have here? Antonio Brown is reported to be in Tampa Bay, staying with his big brother, Tommy Brady. Old man Grandpa Brady is now taking in Antonio Brown. He lived with him in New England, in Foxborough. Now he's going to be around him in Tampa. Let's see what happens. Well, you think, okay, this is his fourth stop. Let's see what happens. Well, everything's going smoothly. Good season. He's been playing some good football. And what is this, the start of year two for him? Was this his second year with Tampa? I don't even know how long he was with Tampa. I'm going to look that up. But, you know, you're thinking, okay, well, this guy has had so many problems. And so much. And you're thinking, okay, well, if he has mental problems, why is he still playing football? I'm not saying people with mental problems can't play football. But if he's got some things going on, he needs to get that addressed. Okay? So, you know, he has a huge meltdown, pulls off the jersey. This was the boiling point. And, hell, if I was down to the Jets 24-0, and I'm one of the top teams in the NFC, I'd probably be upset too. I'd probably want to pull off my jersey, pull off my pads. And I will say this, and I share, and usually Booger McFarland has literally no good insight into really anything about the league, but this was one sentiment I shared with him. He better not get signed by any other team in this league. He should never have a job in the NFL again. And I share that sentiment with him. So, you take a look, all right? He was with Tampa Bay until 2020. All right. So, okay, Super Bowl, won the Super Bowl last year. You know, great recruit coming out of Central Michigan. Great receiver. And then he just, you know, he just can't stay out of his own way, really. So, spending the rest of 2019, beginning 20. Yeah, so beginning of 2020, he signed with the Bucks. Then he won that Super Bowl. And once he won the Super Bowl, everything was pretty hunky-dory down in Tampa. I'm with the group now. I'm with Tom. I'm with Gronk. We're all one big happy family. And then today was finally when the other shoe dropped. And honestly, this is his fourth chance, and he blew it. When you get this many chances, that should be it. That should be done. It's over. And I hate to see a guy ruin his career. I really do. I really feel for him. But at the same time, there is no room for what he did in this league. There isn't. You're getting paid too much money and playing on too good of a team to go out there and humiliate not only you, okay? You don't represent just you, okay? You represent the Tampa Bay organization, who already has a history of just laughter and disappointment and sadness and humiliation of its own to deal with. It has tons of baggage. But now you're going to New York, the capital of the world, the capital of this country, okay? In front of New York fans who are just, you know, they love to feed off of it. They love to feed off of everything going on the field. And you think, oh, hey, this is the game where I'm going to have a meltdown. I'm going to go nuts. You represent Tampa Bay. You represent Tom Brady, who, look, I'm not, everybody knows I'm not a huge Brady guy. But Brady expects more than this, okay? You can't be doing this around Brady. It's humiliating to him. It's humiliating to the team. It's humiliating to Bruce Arians, who I think is a pretty good head coach. It's all humiliating. You humiliated your team today. You took a cowardly way out of town. You're done in Tampa. What a way to act. It felt like the kid in kindergarten. My mom teaches kindergarten. It feels like one of those kids that has acted up all year. And then, you know, maybe in like April and May, they have like a good stretch because they finally, you know, they're feeling good. It's almost the end of the year. And then, you know, 3 days before school, this is right before the playoffs. This is not a time to do this. You're playing the Jets. What are you doing? That kid, 3 days before the end of school, has a huge tantrum, throws crayons, eats glue, goes nuts. That's exactly what Antonio Brown did today. I'm not shocked. Is anyone shocked about this? I'm not. When my friend, I was meeting my friend at Beat-Ups to watch the 4 o'clock games. And he's like, dude, did you see the Antonio Brown thing? I said, finally. It finally happened. Everybody was like, you know, oh, you know, and they were, some people were like, oh, well, with the John Gruden situation, we know John was racist. Okay, yeah. He was right about John Gruden. John Gruden is not a very great person. He's a horrible person for sending those emails. But it had to be something with him, right, with Antonio, because there's just something that wasn't clicking. And, my God, I hope he goes out and gets all the help he needs. I hope he needs whatever he needs to do. I hope he does it. I wish him very good luck. But you have no room in the National Football League. You have room in the USFL, the XFL, the CFL, in a broadcasting booth, but you have no more room in this league. You don't. I hope he doesn't get signed with anybody. I would not touch him if I'm an owner or a general manager. He is done. Goodbye. He's had enough chances. We tried. We tried. We really did. We did. And it ran off the rails. And today it came to a head. It finally is the last pin to drop. And we thought he was doing so well too, right? You really thought maybe he could end his career and maybe all that stuff was behind him. And then you just pull that back all out again and think, hey, remember that laundry list of stuff he did? Let's just bring that right back out. And this was just the icing on the cake. It really was. And look, is Antonio Brown the man? I really hope he finds the help he needs. I don't wish the man any ill will. I really don't. But is Antonio Brown the NFL football player who is a wide receiver in this league? Get out of town. We're done. Nice knowing you. Hope you can find a job. Hope you can go to ESPN. Go be a color guy. Go be a, you know, go do something else for a while. Go coach. Go coach Division III in Wisconsin. You know, go find yourself for a while. Go to Montana. With all your money, fly fish. You know, rent a cabin for a few months. Move your family out to Wyoming. Live on a ranch. I don't know. Find yourself. Do whatever you need to do. Get help. Whatever you need to do. I wish well for Antonio Brown, but as far as NFL careers go, goodbye. We're done with that. All right. Well, what a story that was today. But, yeah. If I'm Tampa Bay, very humiliating. But anyway, let's talk about the Week 18 slate, shall we? Let's get into the slate. Oh, man. What a fun one we have. So, Now that the NFL has added an extra week, okay, we now get Saturday. We now get 3 weeks of Saturday games instead of two. This week we did not have any Saturday games, but we do next week. Because the week has been added on by the NFL, week 18. So we got a Sunday night game, we have a Saturday night game, no Thursday night. Thursday night's been over for a little while. But we get two Saturday games. Full slate Sunday, then we got the Sunday night. Really some interesting stuff, a little different formatting. And then in the wild card round, we're going to have Monday night football this year for the wild card. So that'll be fun. Just a little wrinkle. Real quick, though, Monday night football tomorrow. Pittsburgh at home for Cleveland. Pittsburgh's favored by 1.5. I'll take Pittsburgh at home. They need to win it. Last home game for Big Ben, right, at Heinz Field. Cleveland's already eliminated. Can you believe Cleveland got eliminated before Pittsburgh? Pittsburgh was getting killed by Cleveland last year in the wild card. What a turn of events that is. If you would have told me Cleveland is going to get eliminated before Pittsburgh, I would have told you you were probably wrong. But, you know, same old Cleveland, 7-8, eliminated. All right, but interesting game tomorrow. We'll see what Big Ben has in store. His last home game, this is last year for Big Ben. So maybe he wants to go out in style, see what we can do. But anyway, let's jump to next week, Saturday, January 8th. We have two games. The Kansas City Chiefs traveling to Mile High to take on Denver. That game's on 4:30, and it's on ESPN or ABC. And for you people, well, actually, I am one of those people who have ESPN Plus. You can get that there. I don't know why you'd watch it on ESPN Plus if you have ABC, but whatever. The channel is on as ABC. That is the easiest way you can stream the game, get it on ABC. So the two games on Saturday are on ABC or ESPN. So Chiefs at Denver are favored by 10. That is interestingly high. But since Teddy Bridgewater's out and Drew Locke is playing, I will take Kansas City to cover that. I think they win pretty big. They want to get that one seed. They lost this week barely. If that's Cincinnati. So I will take Kansas City on the road at Denver. I know it might be a little cold. Obviously going to be snowy, but, you know, they're used to that. I'll take Kansas City to win. I'll take them by 3 scores. I think they'll beat up Denver pretty badly. So give me Kansas City. All right, both these teams have already clinched playoff spots. Cowboys won the division. Eagles have clinched one today. But it's just an interesting game for some positioning and NFC seeding-wise in the playoffs. This game's at 8:15, also on ABC, so we get a nice little doubleheader on ABC. I'm thinking there's no line on this, but I'll take Cowboys by 2 touchdowns. Actually, I don't know how they're going to maneuver starting players next week, so there probably isn't a line on this because I don't know who's starting or who's not. So I'm guessing Eagles probably won't move very much, so I don't know if they'll start anybody. So I'll still take Dallas, because I think Tony Pollard will get a good couple of carries, and he'll play well. I'll take Dallas, but I think it'll be close. I think we'll probably see a lot of backups in this game. Who knows? I hope not, but if I were Dallas, you won the division, you're not probably going to move around very much. I'd sit your players. Probably same for Philadelphia. Give Jalen Hurts the week off, but who knows? Alright. I'll take Cowboys. Let's go to a 1 o'clock slate. So they split this pretty much evenly in half. I know before they've done it where like the 1 o'clock games are games with playoff implications and the 4:25 games are games that don't matter, really, and have no playoff significance. I don't know if they're doing that this year or what. I don't know how that's all even now, but I'm just going by 1 o'clock and four. I'm just going to do that. Early window, late window. So to start the early window, we have Bengals at Browns. Browns have been eliminated. Bengals have clinched a playoff spot, so they will probably sit everybody. Cleveland's actually favored by 3, and it's at home. You know, I think so, too. I think I like Cleveland. You know, Cincinnati will probably be sitting a lot of their guys. Burrow, Chase. So, yeah, I will take Cleveland, but I think it will be close. I'll take the Browns at home, though. Packers at the Lions. Lions putting up a lot of fight. No line on this game, but I'll take Packers to win. Yeah. I know Aaron Rodgers probably won't be playing, I'm assuming. They've locked up the one seed. But I like Jordan Love to maybe come in there against the Lions, do some damage. See what he has, you know. Going to Arrowhead, that's not really a fair game for him. But, you know, the Lions, let's see what he's got. You know, this is an interesting game for Love. He'll come in. I think Aaron Jones will get some touches, you know, more than A.J. Dillon next week. I still like the Packers to win. Probably 7. I think it'll be pretty close. Lions will keep in with them, so. Bears at the Vikings, no line on this. Both teams are eliminated, so it doesn't matter. I'll take the Vikings to win, I guess. Actually, you know, I don't know if Kirk Cousins will play next week. I'll take the Bears, though. Just because it's at Minnesota, I don't know. Usually they split anyway, but I don't know. Their quarterbacks have been playing okay recently. I wish Foles would play, but I'll take the Bears. I really think it's a, coin toss either way, so. Oh, man, Washington at New York and MetLife take on the Giants. Washington's favored by 6.5. Even though both eliminated, I'll take Washington. They'll play Heinicke. Heinicke will play. He'll want to play out the rest of the season. I like that spread, and I like Washington to win. I think the Giants are really bad, so. They got whooped by Chicago today. It was not very good, so. I'll take Washington. All right, Colts at Jags. Whew, Colts are 15.5-point favorites on the road in Jacksonville. I will tell you this. Last time Colts were in Jacksonville, week one of 2020, bad things were happening. But the good thing is Colts need this game. It's at Jacksonville. Jacksonville is done by now. They have the worst morale in the league. They are terrible. Give me Jacksonville to get beat by the Colts. 15.5 is high, but I'll take it. Might be a little closer, but I think the Colts win. Could be raining, though. That could be a problem with turnovers and stuff, but give me the Colts. All right, Ravens at Steelers. Technically, both these teams aren't eliminated. But if the Steelers lose tomorrow to the Browns, they will be. But we'll see. Baltimore's favored by 5. I like it a little bit closer than that. I actually like Baltimore by 2. I wonder if Lamar will play. Probably, since it's a kitchen sink. If they're not eliminated, they must win that. So, I think Lamar, if he can play and is healthy and off COVID or injury or whatever is going on with him, he'll play probably. Or Huntley has played just as well. But I think Baltimore's going to win, but close. I think by 3 points. So, Titans at Texans. Tennessee's favored by 10.5 at Houston. Traditionally, at least last year, they had a lot of trouble with Houston. Last weekend into the season, a lot of trouble with them. Houston likes to play spoiler a lot this season. They just beat the Chargers a few weeks ago. I think they'll keep it close here. It's at home for them. They want to play spoiler. I think it's going to be a closer than 10.5, but I think the Titans squeak it out. Real close, field goal type of game. But give me the Titans. Saints are still somehow playoff bound. Or not playoff bound, but they're still alive. They're taking on the Falcons, who just got beat today by the Bills. New Orleans by 4.5. They need this game. I know it's at Atlanta, but it's still in a dome. They were able to play halfway decently today. Kind of pulled kind of out in the middle there against the Panthers, but I will take the Saints to win, but I think it's a 3-point spread. I think it's a field goal. I think it's very close. All right, Bills, from what I know, will be sitting players. 17-point favorites at home against the Jets. Yeah, my mic moved. I might be a little loud on that. I don't know why they're 17-point favorites. I think they think people are playing, right? Are they still... Maybe the Bills are trying to get a higher seed. Maybe that's why they have them at 17 points. I don't know why that's so high, but it will take the Bills. I know the Jets played well today against Tampa. But that Buffalo, you know, a little different dynamic. I think Jets maybe make it closer. But then the 17-point spread. But I think Buffalo will win. They're trying to send a message. Stay strong towards the end here. And Josh Allen, trying to get a taste out of his mouth from this week. 3 interceptions. Maybe tries to go in next week, try to play well. You know, so I like the Bills. Niners at the Rams. Rams are favored by 5.5. I like LA at home. I think, like I said with Josh Allen, it's kind of the same motif. Matthew Stafford wants to stay strong. He'll play well, I think, against a Niner team that's trying to make the playoffs. It'll be a fun game, I think, kind of back and forth. Jimmy Garoppolo injury is very concerning to me. Trey Lance played okay today. Made some plays on his feet. We'll see where that Garoppolo injury heads, but I think Rams should win that one at home. I like Matthew Stafford to bounce back. I'll take the Rams. You know, Patriots at Miami. New England just has had such a tough time of it down in Miami. Miami got eliminated today. Had a nice little run, though. 7-game stretch, and now it's over. They're 8-8. New England is favored by 5.5. I think it's extremely high in Miami for a team who probably wants to play spoiler. I will take New England by 3. I think it's very close. Very close. And I think New England wins barely. That is a house of horrors for New England. Billy Belichick hates going down there. Give me Miami to cover. And I think Tampa or New England wins the game. All right, Seahawks at the Cardinals. Cardinals have already wrapped up a spot. Seahawks are done. Arizona's favored by 6.5. I think they're probably going to play Kyler. I don't know. Get him into a groove again. He's been playing well, but you know, maybe want to kind of end the season strong. It's at home for them. Maybe a nice home win over Seattle to kind of get going. Probably won't play the whole game. We'll probably see some Colt McCoy, but I like Arizona to win in that one. All right, Panthers at Buccaneers. Tampa's favored by 9.5. Panthers just are one of those interesting teams. They got Chuba Hubbard, who's not horrible. McCaffrey's been banged up. You know, they're going back and forth between Cam Newton, Sam Darnold, P.J. Walker. Who knows? Panthers are done. I like Tampa to win, but I think Carolina keeps it interesting, at least, for a little bit. And then I think Tampa just kind of takes over. All right, then we got the nightcap. Sunday night, Al Michaels, Chris Collinsworth, Michelle Tafoya, Chargers, Raiders. The battle of the new stadiums. They're going to be playing out in Vegas this time. Chargers are favored by 3 at Vegas. I think it's very close. And I think the Raiders found something today. And I saw it against the Colts. They found a spark. And Derek Carr thinks maybe he has some momentum going in. I think the Raiders at home, that place is going to be rocking. They're going to use the John Madden fuel for the rest of the season, I think. We're doing this one for John. This one's for John. I like the Raiders to win. I think it's by 3 points. I think it's close at home for Vegas. That's a very fun game. When are you going? I love those Sunday night games in the last weekend of the season. They're so much fun. We got a doubleheader on Saturday. I can't wait for the playoffs. Playoffs should be really fun. We're going to have Joe Burrow. We're going to have Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen. We're going to have Jonathan Taylor, who I thought was the league MVP. Might change a little bit. It might already is. Yeah. But I do here have some good news. With all the other news that's been going on that I've said here at the top of the show with my dad and John Madden, there is some good news, though. This week, I am bringing on one of my first big guests. This is a really huge guest that I'm having on. And I'm very excited to have him. And he's one of my favorite comedians. He's been on Curb Your Enthusiasm. He was on the latest episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. He was in the season finale of the latest season of Curb Your Enthusiasm. He's been in Modern Family. He's been in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Been on all kinds of other shows. He's very popular on TikTok. He does great impressions. He's a great impressionist. Great stand-up comedian. But Jono Wilson is going to be joining us this week on the podcast. I'm going to be doing my first big interview. This is very exciting for the show. I'm very proud that we booked him. He is an awesome guy. He's been very, very, very attentive. Very cool. Responding back to messages. Just a very kind soul. Very gentle, kind, very nice guy. Very genuine. And I've been following him for a little bit now. He has hilarious impressions. So go follow him on TikTok. Jono Wilson. He's done some commercials, he's done different gigs, but he will be on this podcast this week. Later in the week, I believe, I'm going to be taping with him. He's on the West Coast, so we're going to probably have a later show than usual, just because he's on the West Coast. I'll be on the East, obviously. But he's coming on the show. So I'm very excited. I'm very thrilled he's coming on. This is a big deal. This is a very, very big deal. I don't want to underplay it. I don't want to be, you know, I'll be modest. and I'm not gonna, you know, go, and but this is huge. This is a huge deal. I'm very excited. This is great. I want to help him out, and by coming on this show, he's gonna help my show out. It's a win-win. It's great, great opportunity for both of us. He's a very funny individual, and you know, he's an Eastern Sea guy. He's an Eastern Seaboard guy. He's a Boston guy. So it'll be fun to talk with him, get his thoughts on different things, and yeah, it'll be great. It'll be a great show. You'll want to check in on that. We're gonna do another podcast about my father. It's gonna be a great week of podcasts. I can't wait. And we're gonna do probably a show next week, obviously doing wild card playoffs, and I'm gonna have some different guests on for the wild card and for playoffs in the NFL. I think I'm gonna reach out, talk to some other people, see what we can do. But yeah. So guys, thank you so much for listening. You can catch me on Spotify, you can catch me on Apple, iTunes. You can catch me on my Instagram. I'll be updating stuff. But yeah, we got this is John L. Wilson week. This is a big week. Big, big week. As Donald Trump would say, huge week. Come on. No, Mr. President, enough. Yeah. Huge week on the show. But guys, thank you so much. Thank you for listening. And I hope you have a great NFL week.